Today is August 21st, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for Patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll cover new insights on how COVID-19 can quietly affect your blood vessels and gut long after you feel recovered. Two neurologists, perspectives on protecting brain health decades before symptoms show up, and a look at the stress crisis affecting roughly half of all parents. Your body doesn't work like a set of separate rooms in a house. It works more like a garden, where the soil, the roots, and the leaves all depend on each other. That's really the heartbeat of everything we're covering today. So let's start with the heart itself and the blood vessels that carry everything through your body. Dr. Leo Galland, a functional medicine physician, shared something worth sitting with. He described COVID-19 not as a respiratory illness, but as a vascular one. Think of your blood vessels as a vast network of highways. The virus enters through a doorway called ACE2, and when that doorway gets damaged, traffic backs up everywhere. Inflammation in the vessel walls, tiny clots, an immune system that's a little confused, and a gut microbiome that's thrown off balance. Dr. Galland pointed to research showing that in the year after a COVID infection, rates of heart attacks, new diabetes, high blood pressure, strokes, and new neurological or psychiatric conditions nearly doubled, even in people who never thought of themselves as having long COVID. A University of Arkansas study found antibodies against that ACE2 doorway in nearly 80% of hospitalized patients, compared with about 5% in mild cases. And a Northwestern University study found weakened immune memory cells that may let dormant viruses, like Epstein-Barr, wake back up. That Epstein-Barr thread actually reappears in a separate conversation about lupus. Dr. Todd Lapine explained that Epstein-Barr reactivation has been linked to 7 different autoimmune conditions, including lupus, multiple sclerosis, and rheumatoid arthritis. If you've noticed unexplained fatigue since an infection, this is a thread worth gently pulling on with your provider. Now let's move up to the brain, because two neurologists offered complementary pieces of the same picture this week. Dr. Richard Isaacson explained that the changes linked to Alzheimer's can begin 20 to 30 years before any symptoms appear, silently, in the background. An estimated 46 million Americans may be carrying these early changes right now without knowing it. More importantly, this isn't a story without hope. The 2020 Lancet Commission report suggested that addressing 12 modifiable risk factors could help prevent roughly 4 in 10 Alzheimer's cases. And the Sprint Mind study found that people who kept their blood pressure closer to 120 over 70 rather than looser targets had about a 20% lower risk of early dementia-related symptoms after 3 years. Building on that, Dr. David Perlmutter described the brain's own immune cells, called microglia, as being a bit like a security team that can either protect the neighborhood or, if it gets confused, start causing damage itself. Which mode they lean toward seems tied to your metabolic health, your blood sugar and inflammation levels. He referenced a study following over 1,100 people for nearly 13 years, which found that even one daily serving of ultra-processed food was linked to a 13% higher Alzheimer's risk, while 10 or more servings a day were linked to a 270% higher risk. That's a striking gap, and it's a gentle nudge rather than a reason for alarm. Your gut, it turns out, is deeply wired into your mood too. A Harvard-trained psychiatrist explained that roughly 70% of your immune system actually lives in your gut, and the bacteria there produce compounds that support both your gut lining and your mental well-being. Diets heavy in sugar and processing tend to feed the less helpful bacteria instead. She also noted that more than 70% of people worldwide with mental health conditions receive no professional treatment at all, which is why she framed nutrition as a complementary support, not a replacement for care. Related to that, Dr. Mark Heyman discussed how heartburn, which affects an estimated 25 to 35% of Americans, often gets treated with long-term acid blockers. The trouble is, stomach acid helps you absorb nutrients, so chronic suppression can contribute to vitamin B12 deficiency and, according to a JAMA-cited study, increased risk of osteoporosis and hip fracture over time. On the metabolic side, a supplement called CPOR came up in a discussion referencing the SHINE study, published in The Lancet, a randomized, placebo-controlled trial that found improvements in blood sugar markers, visceral fat, and cholesterol, without requiring diet or exercise changes. And separately, A presentation emphasized that most adults need more protein than the standard 0.8 grams per kilogram guideline, especially after age 40, to help counter natural muscle loss. Women's health had its own spotlight too. Dr. Haimi Knottman called fertility a fifth pillar of women's healthcare, noting that globally, one in six people experience infertility, often tied to delayed childbearing. And Dr. Aparna Bhatt explained that restless leg syndrome, affecting an estimated 5 to 10% of the U.S. population and more common in women, especially during pregnancy, often traces back to iron levels in the brain, rather than a problem in the legs themselves. Finally, a few seasonal notes worth knowing. Lyme disease is spreading into new regions, including North Carolina, so tick checks matter even in places that haven't traditionally worried about it. Testing from the Environmental Working Group found that nearly 75% of non-organic produce carries pesticide residue. And on NBC 10 Boston, Harvard experts discussed a Surgeon General advisory naming parental mental health an urgent public health priority. Roughly half of parents report stress levels high enough to interfere with daily life. Here's your one simple, cost-free step for today. The next time you eat, try adding one extra colorful item to your plate: berries, leafy greens, an herb you don't usually use. Dr. Galland and Dr. Perlmutter both pointed to this kind of polyphenol-rich eating as supportive for both your gut and your blood vessels. It costs nothing, it takes seconds, and it's one small ripple that moves through your whole connected system. And if you're a parent feeling stretched thin today, know that simply naming your feelings out loud to your child, something like, "I'm feeling stressed and it's not about you," was described by Harvard's panel as something that can genuinely ease a child's worry. You've got this. Take care of yourself. That's your Core Brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.